Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Recently, it occurred to me that I am now the same age as my father when he died. My father would have been 105 years old a few weeks ago. He died when I was in my first parish. I have lived my life longer without him than with him. Considering his generation from Poland and the Second World War, displacement, migration, and other factors, it is lucky that I exist. I'm not unique. Trawling any family tree, we appreciate the circumstances, the chance, the decisions taken that brought people together to have children. Not just any children, but children who had children, who had children who had us. And many of us have children. And, as can be the way of memories, associations, links happen. Because then I remembered my mother's death. The two dates are close together. However, Mum died 19 years after Dad. Considering both married later in life, they both lived more of their lives without each other than with each other. And yet they met, and here I am, as are my brother and sister. I'm not feeling morbid, maybe reflective. I said lucky earlier, and it sort of fits in that context. You understood what I meant. But perhaps you furrowed your brow a little. Because if your worldview or universe contains a God, or a divine power, or an ultimate cause, then the random, the fluke, the by chance, the lucky, doesn't seem to fit. Events have cause and effect, power and agency, and we might not understand such things, but they exist. As the world increases its knowledge, encroaches on the unknown, it has been said that it pushes God, superstition, previous knowledge, back. In such a world, God can be described as a God of the gaps in our knowledge. However, no matter the growth of our knowledge, God and religion are not going away. The old questions are asked again, dressed differently at times, but often oscillating between God as the puppet master, pulling everyone's strings, controlling everything, through to God as the watchmaker, who made the beginning, wound it up, set it running, and is now totally hands off. I know these are old pictures of God. Maybe modern analogies align God with quantum physics, computers, or brain chemistry. However, at some point they fail. The analogy doesn't work completely, or it can send us down a false track. If God is good or loving, why? If God is all-powerful, why? Our brains and life experience can take us only so far. I had no control over my parents' meeting, or their parents' meeting, and me being here. At a fundamental level, my existence is a gift. I can affect how I live, and the world and circumstances can affect how I live. But that I am a gift, and have received life and existence as a gift, is a good starting point in a search for meaning. I think what we call blessing begins when those who gave the gift of life then seek its well-being, and so when parents love and care and look after their children, that is a blessing gift to us. In this world, nothing is perfect, a truth we learn from early ages, and so we learn how to seek help and give help. In other words, how to live. And this can be all-consuming until we pause and reflect, who are we? And what are we doing here? In all the words whirling around, in all the searches for meaning, in a person's personal reflections, along comes the story of Jesus. And these words, especially from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, become strangely compelling. They draw us to them, to Him. And we discover gifts, God's love, life with God, and meaning and purpose in the world. And that's a wonderful foundation on which to live each day. Everything is actually a gift. Thank you, God. And for me at this moment, thank you, Mum and Dad. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Heavenly Father, you sent your only Son as the word of life for our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Help us to believe with joy what the Scriptures proclaim and live with thanksgiving for all your gifts to us, especially our salvation and our life. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.